When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, we are fired up to get to the BetQL guest line and welcome in our friend Lorenzo Alexander.
No, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
What's going on, family? Everybody good that way?
Yeah, man. We all good over here.
I want to start with something important because I don't remember the facts here. Were you the first person that got B. Mitch into bicycling?
Yep.
I don't know if I was the first person.
You know,
I used to have my ride to Revive back in the day, and he caught the bug, just like a lot of people get out there and start swinging them sticks and catch that golf bug. And so now he's probably almost a professional. His bike probably like $15,000 out there riding, rolling. Boy, slim, trim, just looking good. I know his wife is enjoying it.
yeah, he's telling me, get out the house, go ride.
I hear you.
Lorenzo, a pro bowler here in Washington, a pro bowler with the Bills, a lot of great years, a guy that wore a lot of different hats. Lorenzo, are you enjoying watching this team right now, at least early on in the season, getting off to a hot start?
Yeah, it's been fun. I don't watch the Commanders as much as I like to, just because of just being busy with the kids. But I had a really good chance last week because I covered the Cardinals out here in Phoenix, where I reside now post my career, and was able to watch the first three games leading up to this game last weekend, where they pretty much did whatever they wanted to the Cardinals. And really being able to watch Jaden Daniels, his development. I think the offense has evolved and really built on itself. Very different, right? Cliff, I think, has grown. I think they have Anthony Lynn, Dan Quinn, some other guys that are really helping him see the game differently when you think about the run game and the balance and what they're doing there as well as in the pass game. It's been really cool to see. And to have a young guy like Jaden Daniels step in, take advantage of what he's been given, and then also make some big boy throws at such a young age and early in his career, having seen him play out here at ASU and then see him win the Heisman, it's fun. It kind of reminds me of what RG3 did in D.C. when he first got there. So obviously we know me and B. Mitch, playing the game. Now it's about longevity and consistency and how do you grow as people change and try to figure out where your weaknesses are, because now you have those 4 weeks. And now – what do you do? How do you finish this season? How do you continue to build moving forward? But so far, it's been really fun to see.
What? When you watch his game, though, and like you said, you've known him since watching him since ASU. What is it that makes him so effective? Because, like, most people see, oh, he's skinny, yeah. don't get hurt, but dude slides, dude get out of bounds. And he has an uncanny way of avoiding direct hits.
Yeah. And, I mean, and some guys are built for it, man. And you may look slim, but are tough-minded, gritty dudes. Obviously, NFL, and you can't take a ton of hits. But he took one versus the Bengals, popped, got right back up, and went about it. But I think his greatest attribute that he's doing really well right now, obviously he's playing with confidence. I think that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. But when you think about C.J. Stroud last year, right, very decisive in his decision-making, where he's going with the ball. And if it's not there, I'm taking off. I'm out. I'm going to give you my 10 yards. I'm going to get down, get back up. And that is really deflating to a defense. And when you're able to do that, convert on third downs, you've been doing it with a lot of, staying ahead of the sticks on first and second and then having these manageable third downs and just kind of grinding these drives out has been really good for his confidence. I think the offense and his ability to be so efficient early on. And so I think if he just continues to do with that, continue to trust what he sees, he's going to be fine because, that's what it's all about and continue to be a professional. When you hear him speak, he's very mature, very humble, and you know that he is a professional by the way he's working.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Quinn came out and said, this success isn't by accident. He works his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Lorenzo Alexander here on the BetQL guest line. Lives out in Phoenix, obviously was a Pro Bowl player here in Washington. I am curious, Zoe, because you mentioned it, Cliff Kingsbury, when he was there, there were some real highs. He worked hard on developing Kyler Murray. Obviously, it ended poorly, but what have you seen so far from Cliff? How much evolving did his offense need, and where do you think it is?
I think the biggest thing is the run game impact and being able to be balanced and run the ball the way they have. When he was here, he would get away from it. He wouldn't do it as much. I think really for me, the only similarity that I remember between both offenses is that the quarterback is never under center, right? And I think they've done a really good job of using the pistol and the run game, which I really want to say has been heavily impacted by Anthony Lynn. And the reason why I say that, because I was with Anthony Lynn, Greg Roman in Buffalo, and a lot of these runs that they are doing, they implemented when I was with the Bills, and they had Shady McCoy for those couple of years, and they were in the Buffalo Bills were one of the top-tier rushing teams in the league, and I see a lot of that influence. And so I just think, when you have failure, right, it's only failure if you don't learn from your mistakes. And I think Cliff has probably, went to SC for a year, learned there, has been around some of these other men that have been head coaches that have had success, especially with the run game, and has implemented these things within the context of what he likes to do as a play caller. And it's done really well for, obviously, Jaden Daniels, but more importantly, his offense and being able to be consistent in scoring, right? Right? What do they have, like 9 out of the last 12 drives have been touchdowns or something like that?
It's more than that, man. It's crazy.
But it's because they're balanced, right? If I just sit back there, I know you're going to throw the ball 50 times. I can scheme that up all day. But when you're knocking people off the ball, then you have play action, then you throw Jaden Daniels in the run game, and then you're taking shots with Scary Terry. As a defense, you keep me off balance. I don't even know what to look like. And then his offense, right, from a formation standpoint, he's making things look the same, but they're different, which he really didn't do a lot of here. So I think he's grown and has had a lot of input and has allowed that to help him become a better play caller. And plus, he's not a head coach, so you don't have to worry about all that other stuff, right, that's non-football, and it really allows him that additional time to get into the dark room, watch film, break down, and be creative and really self-scout himself and other teams that he's playing against.
Yeah, in one of his press conferences earlier this year, he admitted just that. He said, when I first got to Arizona, I just had the red.
Yeah, he said he came straight from the college air raid.
And that's all I had was an air raid. And he said, I didn't really have much to go on other than that. He said, now I'm with this staff, with all these different coaches, and we're implementing our offense. I don't think we've all seen what it is just yet.
No, we haven't, because it's been building on itself. Each week, there's been a little different variation or variable that they throw in that, the defense may have saw on film. It's like, oh, well, it ain't that play. It's something different, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're just one step ahead right now. They're doing a very good job of keeping defenses, off schedule. And by doing that, by scoring these points, I think they've been able to save their defense to a certain extent, right? Because now other teams like the Cardinals had to become one-dimensional because the Cardinals were running the ball pretty effectively, but had to get out of that and become one-dimensional once they started getting behind in the scoreboard. And so at that point now, a defense can kind of pin their ears back a little bit, take advantage of an injured offensive line, and you started getting four sacks and play really well when in other games they haven't really been able to do that defensively, you know, based on the score.
Speaking of defense, the group you saw in Arizona for Washington looked pretty impressive. That was the first time Washington had really been impressive this year defensively. What's it like right now for defenders in the era of not being able to really touch the quarterback, not really being able to touch? Like,
can't touch anybody, really.
What do you make of kind of where we are in pro football?
It is frustrating. I understand the intentionality behind a lot of it, right? Player health and safety, but I'm still cut from that old school cloth. That's what I came up in. That's what I watched growing up. And so there's a blend of, hey, we got to be safe. But, hey, remember, we are playing – we're not playing a contact game. We're playing a collision game. And so there's only – you only can be so safe doing that, right? And so, yeah, you want to put rules in that make sure that players aren't being egregiously – out of control and chaotic and trying to hurt guys, you know, like the horse collar where my man from Dallas used to let guys run by him, Roy Williams, and then jump on their back and pull them down. But, hey, man, if I'm straining, trying to grab a guy, I'm trying to grab whatever I can grab and get a guy down, and you can see that. Now you're going to penalize me, so now I got to slow down. Now you want me to tackle Derrick Henry as a DB, and I got to wrap him, but I can't drop my weight. I got to figure out how to take him down. Nice and smooth, and he's 280 pounds, right? I'm a DB. I got this 315-pounder running at me. I can't cut him. What? What are we doing? How is that safe for me as a DB?
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean?
So it's just been crazy how – and I get it. They want offense. They want points and all that. But, hey, I got to have some tools in my belt to get a guy down to inflict some pain because it's really hard to stop these guys. They're so athletic in space, and, you know, so it's – I get it. What the NFL is going for, but from a defender standpoint, it's really hard and frustrating. Let me do what I'm good for, right? I'm big, I'm fast, and I'm mean, and I want to be able to utilize that. Now you got me kind of tippy-toeing and being cautious when that's not what the intention of this game and the foundation and the principle that you grew up playing. Let's go out here, let's play fast, let's run through guys, let's physically dominate them and move guys around, and I think they've kind of put some guardrails up against that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you basically say exactly what I say on a basically a daily basis. You can't get ready for football without playing football. And if you're out there on the football field wondering about, oh, how am I supposed to do this, you end up hurt anyway.
Yeah, right. Tear ACL, I mean, you get mossed or something look funny on you. I mean, it's just really hard, man. So I understand why, but everybody that plays the game knows what they're signing up for. And so I wish they would pull some of the stuff back because it's just too hard. The targeting stuff, they're getting hit. I mean, like, things are moving at, you know, it's microseconds of somebody shifting, and I got to figure out, do I drop? Do I let him hit me in my chest? You know, all that stuff. And so it's just, it's really hard and frustrating, but, you know, you got to go out there and do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. When you look around the league, though, right now, are you surprised Kansas City is 4-0, obviously? They've won all their games. Right now, Mahomes is on track to throw 20 interceptions, which would obviously be a career high. How hard is it to figure out that Chiefs team? Because they've won back-to-back titles, prohibitive favorite to win the next one, and yet their games come down to the wire. It's just bizarre.
Right. I mean, but that's what good teams do, right? They figure out how to win those close ones and win games that maybe they shouldn't win, and that's going to be ultimately the difference. But most teams, when you look at the games, right, most teams, if you say, oh, well, if we would have won that one-score game, we would be in the playoffs. The Chiefs are just a really good team. They're really coached. They still got one of the top quarterbacks, even though it may not look like it. He's making the plays that matter when they need it, right? A third and 15 in the fourth quarter, right? He's figuring out a way to convert those type of plays, where some of that stuff that happens early in the game, it means something, but not as much as clutch time, and that's where he's showing up. And also their defense is playing right. They're playing well too, right? Even when you think about the Super Bowls they've won, especially last year, I mean, their defense was playing on another level. And so, football is the ultimate team sport. Yeah, we love offense, and we want to see Pat Mahomes do what he does. But you can win other ways outside of great defense or outside of great offense, and that's what they're doing right now. And that's what good teams do. They find the way. And then hopefully by the end of the year, you get healthy, you get guys going, and you end up, firing on all cylinders so you can win another championship.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, football today is so offensive promoted that people don't think about anything else. But, you know, what you got over there happening in Kansas City right now, their defense keeps them in all the games. And then Pat makes a play down the stretch. And if you let them get in the playoffs and then Pat starts to click, you got a problem because you got a good defense with Chris Jones. Then on top of it, he already has the experience of doing all the other stuff.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to. It takes, you know, all 11 men, offense, defense, and special teams to go out there and win the way they have been over the last, you know, 6-7 years. And so that's what they're going to continue to do. You know, great coach, and they're going to weather this storm. And, right, great quarterbacks, they find ways because, they have Rashid Rice got hurt, Hollywood Brown is hurt, right? They're going to plug somebody in. Hey, just do your job, and Pat's going to get you the ball. All you got to do is catch it, and they're going to move to six. And so that's kind of what they're going through right now, I think, offensively, as guys have gotten hurt. Pacheco, right, another guy that's gotten hurt. Everybody always focuses on the quarterbacks, but you got to understand they're the most dependent person on the field. And so he has to wait for these other guys now to kind of feel – get up to snuff so that then they can go out and play well. So I'm not worried about them just because they're well coached, got great leadership at the top, and they're going to be just fine.
Talking with former Redskins Pro Bowler Lorenzo Alexander, played here in Washington for 6 years. Last one for me. Do you have, and everybody should check him out at One Man Gang 97 if you want to follow Lorenzo's content, a fan favorite truly then and now. You were obviously part of that 2012 team that got hot late and went on that playoff run. Do you have, like, a favorite memory from your time in Washington?
Man, I mean, it's so much on the field, off the field stuff. I got married in Washington. I mean, I had big brothers like Pete Mitch, Chris Samuels, London Fletcher, guys that really helped me grow as a football player. And, man, I don't even know if I can pick one thing on the football field. I would say, and this was, you know, I was there when Sean Taylor passed, the way that team galvanized around that, and a lot of guys grew as men and as in football players around that time. Obviously, the RG3 year was very fun. Going to the Pro Bowl as a special teamer, playing under Danny Smith. So there's a ton, you know, in Washington. I was actually there 7 years. I was on practice squad 1 year. And so those, you know, just that whole time, I got my career started, became who I was in the league and as a person, the foundation of everything really was birthed in D.C. You know, I think about guys like James Thrash, Ronaldo Wynn, Rock Cartwright. There's just so much. I can't pick one thing, you know, CP, Tanner, a lot of guys that people know that really helped me become the professional, the man that I needed to be in order to continue to have the impact I'm having after I've retired. So, The whole experience was great. Getting to see, you know, organizational structure, good, bad, and now that I'm implementing some of that stuff and me running my own football team, coaching my young son, who's in the eighth grade. So the whole time, all 7 years was great.
I mean, we talk about ups and downs. Just that 07 team, to have the low of Sean passing, and then you guys get hot and get on that late run. Yeah. What, I mean, just what was it like? I can only imagine that charter flight back from Miami. Silent?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think all of us was in shock. I mean, it was an instrumental time in my life because me and Sean were the same age, right? And you have, you know, at that point, most kids you have, especially playing in the NFL, you have this Superman complex, like mm-hmm. I'm untouchable. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was a great self-reflecting moment. It shifted my lifestyle, shifted my mindset. And so that was a blessing in my life out of that tragedy, that I think his life and what he was doing and who he was as a person and how it impacted, I think, a lot of men on that team. And then obviously, like you said, you saw how guys came together around that because of who he was, how he approached life every single day, how he was trying to grow as a man and a father. Was really inspiring and impactful to a lot of guys in that locker room, you know, beyond the game of football.
Lorenzo, stuff, well brother. Said there, good man. Stuff. Thank you for thank you for making time for us, dude. We really appreciate
you, love.
Yeah, always. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
All right, man.
All right. Lorenzo All right. Alexander, give him a follow at One Man Gang 97. Tremendous perspective, smart guy and a good person.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.